Opponents of the Trump administration's immigration policies packed Charlotte's First Ward Park Saturday night. The End the War on Immigrant Families was organized as part of nationwide Keep Families Together protests. WFAE's Coldell Charco reports.
Charlotte's protests had been scheduled for a few weeks, prompted by President Trump's policy of separating parents and children crossing the border. Trump has since ended that policy, but many families still remain separated.
That's why we all together have a demand today that families be reunited at any cost, but not in cages.
Amen. That's Hector Vaca, director of Action NC, one of 14 Charlotte organizations putting on the event. Other groups included the Latin American Coalition and Comunidad Colectiva. That message is what brought Beth Anthony out.
These children are suffering. These parents are suffering. They belong together.
Arlene Berger was born in Puerto Rico. She came with her two children and says all the family separations have made it tough to follow the news.
We need to be more understanding with the folks that want to enter our country.
The Supreme Court's decision to uphold Trump's travel ban weighed on Charlotte native Maurice Falls. The ban bars travel from seven countries, most of them predominantly Muslim.
This is just not how I have seen our nation. I believe we're better when we're open up to the world and connected to other people.
The vigil ended with a candle lighting and a moment of reflection. For WFAE News in Charlotte, I'm Coldell Charco.